Welcome back to another soul session of A Walk Back to Self-Love. Today's thought bubble is something I heard in a mix. I listened to Sam Divine on YouTube. She's an awesome DJ. And I really like her vibe and the mixes she does and just her whole energy. But there was a song in the mix and it said something like, what is the secret sauce to success? And I'm thinking about how, what does true success and true happiness, what is that thing? Like my whole life, I've been searching for that thing ever since I was a little girl. I thought I was going to be an actress, that I was going to be a star in Hollywood. I was going to be famous. I mean, how many little girls, boys, you know, thought the same thing? It's like, yeah, think about now. The generations now are like, I want to be a YouTube star. Okay, that could potentially happen, but what are, you know, what's the path? Is that everybody's path? Absolutely not. It's cutthroat, you know, and it's if you get discovered. But like as a little girl, I really thought I was going to be a superstar like Jem. That was one of my favorite cartoons. Jem, yeah. I wanted to be Jem. I wanted to be a fly girl. I wanted to be like everything that was like it, you know, that I could put it to a actual tangible image of like, yeah, that's that thing. Obviously, the show's no longer on, so fly girl's out the window. But man, for the longest time, little Amber wanted to be a fly girl. And so, what is success? Is it going to college and maybe a prestigious college? Is it having multiple degrees? Is it having a six-figure? Or, you know, are you a billionaire? Or are you a top executive? Are you a teacher? Are you a mother? Are you traveling the world? Are you popping bottles and nightclubs and shit and like all these bizarre places? Like, what is success and happiness? Are you flashing things around like shoes and purses and clothes and money and cars and women and men? Even though I was watching the Netflix special of Ali Wong last night, and when she was talking about the successful female comedians and who they're pulling, this is not the same as her male you know, colleagues who are her friends in comedy have like beautiful women and like, oh, but it's not the same for women. You get creepy DMs. And so if you haven't watched that Netflix episode series or shit, stand up. It's really good. Made me laugh. But yeah, like what is success? What does it look like? Because I think a lot of times people associate or attach success to obviously wealth, because money rules, the almighty dollar rules this planet in all ways, shape, and form, which is why I love nature so much, because nature gets it. Nature's like, I just exist and I'm wealthy. Bye. I'm just here attached, you know, to the earth, or flowing, you know, along the lake or the ocean, and I'm beautiful. I am stellar. You're like, yes, you are. But we run the human world by the almighty dollar. And then fame, success. You know, that's what most people, being famous, being, and not even just acting, could be a famous business owner, a famous, you know, entrepreneur, or famous comedian, or famous shoe designer, you know, in the fashion world, like, that's what the goal is for a lot of people of success. But what if success is having it, quote, all, meaning the family, the money, the career, the nice car, the nice home? Like, that is a more attainable success. But then once you reach it, are you really happy? Are you really successful? It looks different for everybody. So I think that's been the part of the evolution of myself and through my enlightenment and my self-love journey is, what is success? What is that thing that little Amber was like, we got to get out of St. Clair Shores, Michigan. We have got to get out of everything that is this? And I was watching this movie, Burlesque. I've never seen it, and I don't think I've ever heard of it. Maybe I have, with Cher and Christina Aguilera. And I was like, oh, is this going to be, but it ended up being good. And it was something that Christina's character said about, somebody asked her out in LA, why did you leave Iowa? And it was something along the lines of, because I knew that the life that everybody around me was living was not the life that I wanted, or was not my life. And that's exactly how I felt. It was no dig at anybody. It was just, this isn't my shit. You know, so it's been that journey ever since. And it's changed and evolved, and Lord knows I've had lots of jobs. I am a collector of jobs. Thank you. Proud of that. On my resume, people have probably rejected me over the years just because they're like, wait, how many jobs has she had in the last 3 years? Nope. Alert. She's a risker. She's not safe. She's gonna quit, or she's gonna get fired. You know, I don't know. But honestly, there's only in the last, post radio, there was only one job that I got fired from. And man, did it go out with a bang. Well, what I thought. But it was just, I used to put on resumes, creative differences. Because it's like, if they really want to know, then, you know, we had a differing of opinions, and, you know, it was that. It's trial and error. It's finding your way. Somebody said to me recently, you know, if something doesn't work out, if a job path that you tried, or, you know, maybe even a relationship, then you got to look at it like, okay, all right, well, it was good while it lasted, or, you know, thank you for the path, but, you know, okay. And that's kind of how I have viewed a lot of things, but I've also been in some crazy work environments, stuff that I can't even make up. Like, it's just crazy. But it's part of my path. It makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense to other people, or people are like, why are you there? But it makes sense to me on some level. But yeah, so it's like, I've been on a constant search for success and lasting fulfillment and happiness. But what does that really look like? Is it kids? Is it marriage? Is it a thriving career? Is it all of it? Or is it being a world traveler? Like, you know, so I think you got to try things on. And we obviously don't live in a society where that's acceptable or celebrated, I should say. Some people accept it, some people don't, but it's not really celebrated, because you have to build what? Your stability, which is all facts, trust me, because when you lose your stability, like I have multiple times, you're like, okay, I mean, I get it. Don't get me wrong, I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. And I've had to be okay with, you know, being broke for a little while and making mistakes and not having stability. But it's part of my path. I can't explain it, you know? It's like it resonates with me. I've had to go through those things. I've had to make those risks, even if other people didn't understand it. And just learning what is truly my intuition and what is the voices that I hear of other people's opinions, and deciphering what's what. And that's how you find your inner guidance. Is this resonating with me? Does this make my body feel light and light up and like, oh my gosh, this is it? Or is it like, oh, and then you start like having fear and like anxiety, and no, that's not it. That's not it. So if it has to fall apart and like you have to part ways, then so be it, but that ain't it. And so you have to do what feels good. We're supposed to feel good, but because we're such a brainwashed society, and the values in our society are distorted and illusions a lot of the time, you gotta go on that journey, or you don't, and you build your stability and you stay in a job that makes you unhappy because you have adult bills to pay, or maybe you have extra mouths to feed. And I get it. That's part of the challenge of the human journey, is listening to your inner guidance. and not to the opinions of other people. Do you know how many arguments I've gotten with people? Like, stop telling me what to do. Stop thinking you know better than me because you look at my life right now and you think I'm a shit show. If I am, I am. I'm figuring it out. Don't tell me what to do. Now, if we're talking panning out to society or factual things like you don't know what you're talking about, you are incorrect, then show me, then teach me, then tell me what the correct factual way is. But when it comes to my life, do not tell me. Do not, you know, or people are like, you don't know who you are. It's like, are you kidding me? There's not, I mean, I spend so much time by myself. And I'm constantly asking myself what's real and what's fake, because that's the duality of this life. There's the truth of life, and there's the fable of life. And you have to figure out what's what in every area. So what is real? What is real is Trump got indicted. Hey, that's all I'm going to say on that because, you know, we got to see an action plan. I want to see, I should say to somebody earlier, I want to see a mugshot. Can we please get a Donald Trump official mugshot that people can sell for $9.99 on a t-shirt in fucking the streets of every major city? I want to see his face in a mugshot. I want to see him cuffed up. But, you know, I don't know. We'll get that. But we got the indictment. And you know why? You know why I'm happy? And that's enough for me? It's because he was held accountable. Okay? For one situation, right? But people are not held accountable. I like to listen. Most people think I don't, but I like to listen too, as much as I like to talk. And I want to see, are they right? Because I want to make sure that I'm coming at it from a healthy perspective or a healthy way of life. So are they correct in what they're claiming? You know, and so because I can hold accountability. It's like when someone says you're wrong. Okay, well, what was I wrong about? How? What's the solution then? What's the quote right way? Whatever that is in society, but what's the right way? And then if you're like flying blind in situations and you don't know what's correct or incorrect, then you got to use your inner guidance and be like, you're on your own. So figure it out. Do the best you can and figure it out. And do it and especially if you're like in a work environment, all those things, like, you know, you do it. Yeah, you just do it the correct way. And you have to, like, some people just don't know wrong from right or care, because they're not self-aware. And so bringing it back to the original point, now that I got on my soapbox, I'm just going to build a soapbox that I can stand on every once in a while, you know, make it really cute. Like, do you remember in elementary school when you used to make shoeboxes and it was like your design and you could design your shoebox? That's, I want to design a soapbox and just carry it with me. Put it in a bag, open it up like the Jetsons, bloop, and stand on my soapbox and be like, okay, this is what we're talking about today. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do all that. That's extreme. That's why I have my podcast. I don't need a soapbox to stand on the street, even though I've been close to having to stand on the street asking for money, but thankfully never got to try that adventure in the career life. Whoo, that would have been interesting. But what is success and what is happiness? And that's the $1 million question, but a $1 billion answer. Because what is happiness and success? And I think it can change. It's why people wake up one day and it's like, yeah, I don't want to be in this relationship anymore, or I'm not in love with you anymore, or I don't want to do this job anymore, or I don't want to drive this car anymore, or live in this house anymore. Like, and that's why they call it a nervous breakdown, I believe, or a midlife crisis, is because people don't know how to react to change, or the fact that you can grow and evolve and want different things. you know? And so then you go get that different job, or you go get into that relationship, or you go, you know, sell your car and get a bike, or go get that expensive car you want, as long as you can afford it, you know, and you're not going to have to not afford it. But yeah, you got to just figure out. And how important is the material world to you? That's what I found too. Because I used to, my friends would be like, well, you know, that material world that you hate so much. Yes, I love it for the fact that I can travel and enjoy nice things, but I don't want it to be controlled, like where it's like the money rules everything. I don't want that. Let people enjoy a good life here. And then if you morph into more, you morph into more. But some people don't want more. You know, some people don't want to go past where they think is success and is happiness. And then you just have to accept that because it's not your life, you know. But that is my soapbox soul session for today. It was a interesting day in my personal world, as it always is, when you're on the path, as my friend calls me, the disruptor. Damn right. I'm going to just get a t-shirt with that disruptor. So then you know. Oh, shit. We already know. Like I said to somebody today in my work environment, I said, we're talking about cats. And I said, you know, I would never own a cat because a cat, I mean, you have to really stay on it. But it tends to be a little stinky, like with the, whatchamacallit, the cat litter box and everything. But I said, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I like cats. I have a personality of a cat. I said, but I just would, and then they cut me off. They're like, I could totally see how you have a personality of a cat. They're like, I can see it right now. And I'm like, yes, I do, with my devious laugh. But I think they're cool creatures. I just think they're a little stinky. But anywho, gonna wrap it up. So enjoy the rest of your day and what's happening in your world. And try to stay sane. Figure out, right? That's what we're all doing. Figuring out what happiness and success and joy looks like. And I know I love freedom, and that's one of my things. I was journaling this morning. I'm like, what is success and happiness? Freedom. Freedom. I almost played that song today too, George Michael. But freedom. I need freedom. Otherwise, I feel like death. So, yes, enjoy the rest of your day whenever you're catching this. And thank you for listening and energy exchanging and supporting this podcast. And until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.